In the lead-up to the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III on Saturday the 6th of May 2023, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are going to focus in on a number of the crown jewels that are kept at the Tower of London, which will be used during King Charles's coronation. I'm delighted to say that Charles Farris, public historian from the Tower of London who specialises in the history of the crown jewels, joins me again to give me a bit of history and background to some of the items that will be used during King Charles's coronation ceremony. Hello, Charles, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you very much for having me here. It's wonderful to be talking to you today about the crown jewels, which are, as you said, kept at the Tower of London.
For our next coronation item from the crown jewels, which will be used in the coronation of King Charles, we're going to be looking at St. Edward's crown. It was made for Charles II's coronation in 1661 as a replica for the medieval crown, which had been melted down in 1649. Before we talk a bit about the history of St. Edward's crown, Charles, would you be able to sort of give me a description of the crown and maybe how it might feel if we were able to lift it up and wear it on our heads?
Well, it's an incredibly impressive object. It's a very large crown. It's made of pure gold and it weighs nearly 5 pounds in weight. That's over 2 kilograms. So very, very large and very heavy, about 30 centimetres tall. So if we start at the bottom, perhaps that's easiest, the part touching the head, as it were, there is a lining of fur, what we call ermine. It's a white fur. It's historic, of course, and it has little black or dark speckles all around it. And that is sewn onto the band of the crown, or what's sometimes called the circlet in technical language. And this is a strip of gold in a sort of circular shape. So imagine your sort of your party crown that you might wear, although in this case made of gold, not paper. And this is about, I don't know, about an inch and a half wide, the band. It's thick, it's heavy, and it is sort of encrusted all around with jewels, different colored jewels. There are beautiful green and yellows and blues, and each central jewel is actually surrounded then by white stones, most of them diamonds. So it's very ornate and in strips at the top and bottom of the band. And this is still just the, what we call the circlet, the band of the crown. There are also little gold pellets. These were once pearls, but they were later replaced with gold pellets. So imagine long strips of little peas, but made of gold. And then the band itself then rises up to a series of alternating crosses about an inch and a half, 2 inches or so tall, and they alternate with what we call fleur-de-lis. So these are sort of artistic representations of lilies with three petals. And the crosses and the lilies are, again, all set with beautiful coloured stones and diamonds, and they're in a sort of square setting. So imagine the cross has a central stone, and then at each of its four lobes, it has another set of different coloured and clear jewels. And they are surrounded by beautiful enamel work. And it's incredibly fine. I think it looks a bit like icing. It's sort of in a white and red colour. Imagine very, very fine cake icing all around these jewels. So it's incredibly beautiful, incredibly ornate. And then rising up from these crosses and fleur-de-lis above it are two arches, or four half arches. And these are, again, thick bands, about the same thickness as the circlet or band at the bottom. And these cross in the middle, so they stretch over the top of the crown. And these, again, are lined on either side with these little gold pellets, and also sort of evenly spaced all around them are more jewels and enamel work and diamonds. So incredibly ornate and beautiful. And then at the top of the arches is an orb. That's a sphere of gold about the size of a small apple, perhaps. It's a medieval representation of the earth with a cross on the top. And that cross represents the Christian world, because this is, of course, an ancient Christian ceremony, and orbs are a very ancient symbol of rule. Ancient monarchs would hold globes of gold in their hands, a clear symbol of the fact that they controlled the earth, at least in their own minds. And then a little bit later, about 1,000 years ago, crosses started being added on top to sort of remind people that they were Christian rulers, not just rulers. So at the very top, there's a cross with what were once little bells, but little gold droplets on the side, look like large teardrops hanging off the edge. And on the very top is another gold pellet, slightly larger. So an incredibly beautiful and intricate object, but incredibly symbolic as well.
And the St. Edward's crown is a replica of the medieval crown, which was melted down in 1649. Do we know why it was melted down? And is this crown a sort of a true representation of what the medieval crown would have been like?
Well, it's a very interesting question, and one that historians have struggled with for quite a long time. Because, yes, you're right, it did replace an earlier medieval crown, a crown, and it still bears the name of the crown of Edward the Confessor. And Edward the Confessor was a medieval king. He died in 1066, shortly before the Norman Conquest. And it is said that a crown belonging to him, and he was later made a saint, so it was a sort of relic crown, was owned by him and then was later held by Westminster Abbey and was used for medieval coronations. We know that from the second coronation of King Henry III in 1220, that St. Edward the Confessor's crown was used for that. And it was this crown that was destroyed in 1649 by parliamentarians during the English Civil War, shortly after the execution of Charles I, because they weren't planning on having any more coronations. And so they got rid of that crown altogether. So we move forward to 1660, the restoration of the monarchy. We have a new king on the throne, King Charles II, and he needs a new set of regalia for his coronation, which will be coming up soon. And so they have a new crown made, and it bears the name of St. Edward's crown after that earlier crown that had been lost or destroyed in 1649. We were told the records aren't complete, but they do say that it was made in the old fashion. We know that St. Edward's crown, even though we don't have good images of it, we have various descriptions for various points in its history, which says that it had arches, which says that it had crosses and fleurons, or these fleur-de-lis around it. We know that it had an orb and a cross on the top. So, you know, it's got all the sort of key parts of that earlier crown, but it probably looked a bit older, a bit more Anglo-Saxon, because it was, you know, 650 years old. At least we're led to believe that it was 650 years old when it was destroyed. So it looked like an earlier Anglo-Saxon piece of goldsmith's work, but it's sort of got the main parts of it. It's still got the band, it's got the arches, it's got the orb and the cross on the top, it's got the fleur-de-lis and the crosses as well. So it's probably a fairly good representation of an earlier crown, if not exactly.
Charles, am I right in thinking that the St. Edward's crown is one that the monarch wears during the coronation actual ceremony, but when the monarch leaves Westminster Abbey, it's replaced by the imperial state crown? Why is this so?
Well, there's lots of different reasons for this, but I think perhaps the most important are the fact that originally St. Edward's crown was, as I said, a relic of St. Edward the Confessor. He was made a saint. There was an important shrine in Westminster Abbey, and lots of the objects that were used in medieval coronations, things that don't survive anymore, like the older St. Edward's crown, his staff, his chalice, these were relics very much associated with the saint himself. And for that reason, they were kept by the monks then and custodians later of Westminster Abbey, who would look after these sort of relic objects. And obviously, the kings needed a crown to wear as well. And so for state occasions and crown wearings at various times. And so they had to have another set made. And that's the sort of origins of state crowns. They're sort of more personal objects, which would be used on a more frequent basis. And this is a tradition that remains to this day. St. Edward's crown, one of the regalia on display at the Tower of London, is only used at the coronation itself. Whereas the imperial state crown, which is also on display at the Tower of London, but it is used every year at the state opening of Parliament, for example. So it's the sort of working crown within the crown jewels, whereas the St. Edward's crown is only used for that most sacred and important moment of coronation itself.
The St. Edward's crown will return to the Jewel House at the Tower of London shortly after King Charles's coronation, and the Jewel House will reopen to the public early in the summer as a new exhibition goes on. You can find out more about the Crown Jewels and the Tower of London by visiting hrp.org.uk/tower-of-london. Well, thank you very much indeed, Charles, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about St. Edward's Crown.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a lovely opportunity to share these wonderful objects with your listeners.